Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. And a very cheerful greeting to all the listeners of the Mission Trail broadcast. We're certainly happy to be coming your way once again with a short gospel message. If I should come on this radio station and talk about love, L-O-V-E, I'm wondering just what the reaction would be from different individuals. I can imagine that some teenagers would think, oh my, love, that's something I'm really interested in. Of course, your thoughts might not be running exactly along the same line as I'm thinking. Then, there might be that emotional type of person that would think, oh yes, love is something you experience on a moonlit night, under the stars, listening to the tune of a guitar. According to the popular trend and the concept of what some people have of love, one might think that it's some emotion that you experience in the presence of another. But friends, I want to tell you that real, genuine love is more than this. It's difficult to express love by words or emotion. This is true because love goes deeper into the inmost being of a person, and words are inadequate to fully express the compelling force, especially of God's love. In other words, the love of God is an active force and is more than a dormant, passive emotion. Listen to this scripture from 1 John 14:15. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Don't you see by this that it takes more than words to prove your love for God? And again, in John 15:10, we find these words. If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Now, let us go back and review God's love for us. Are you familiar with the golden text of the Bible which begins thus? For God so loved the world that he gave. How many times have you heard that verse repeated? And it's a good verse too. I like it. But do you notice that the love which God had for us was a compelling force? It caused him to do something about our condition. He loved us to such an extent that he gave his son. Well, you might say, what did he give him for? I will tell you in a few short words. Christ died to save sinners. A sinner, of course, would be the enemy of God, so Christ died for his enemies. That is genuine love. Listen to these verses from the 5th chapter of Romans. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Have you experienced the joy of being forgiven of the sins which you've committed? It is then that you can understand more of the love of God. Listen to this poem. Loved much. While sat our Savior down one day at Simon's house for a meat, behold, a woman came and lay her sorrows at his feet. Her tears that fell in bitterness gushed from a broken heart. She washed his feet in her distress. She sought that better part. She kissed his feet and opened there a cask of ointment sweet. And in the depth of her despair, she poured it on his feet. What was the Savior's answer then, as lowly there she bowed? As scorns rose in the hearts of men, religious, vain, and proud. Her many sins are all forgiven, for great has been her love. Much love, much blessings fall from heaven, the Father's riches of. Oh, ask yourself, whoe'er ye be, this question now, today. Do I love him who died for me? What love do I repay? Oh, think of love divine and all that it to us has brought. Weigh up the wealth of heaven's call and see what it has wrought. And can you say that the return of your devotion now is worthy incense sweet to burn as at his shrine you bow? Oh, may, remembering her of old, it be with you as such, the Savior's testimony told, that you have loved him much. Leslie Busby. The great need of our day is more of the love of God, manifested not only toward our Heavenly Father, but to our brothers and sisters, to our family, and our neighbors, yes, even our enemies. In Matthew 5, beginning with verse 43, we find these words. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So may I remind you, that love is an active force. It is more than a sentimental emotion felt or expressed in a moment of rapture. You see, some folks pretend to love God, but this is only in word and not in deed and in truth. Luke 6:46 puts it this way, and why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? So there's no need of saying, Lord, Lord, if you aren't going to do what he commands you. One writer put it this way, The love of my Lord is so precious when bowed neath a load of care, when fond hopes have been disappointed and trials seem harder to bear. When my heart has been wounded and sore and everything seems to go wrong, the love of my Lord is a blessing. And soon I grow cheerful and strong. The love of my Lord is so precious each day as I journey along through sunny or shadowy weather. He puts in my heart a new song. And whether it be joy or sorrow, whatever the swift years bring, I'll gladly rejoice in the knowledge of the love of my Lord and King. The love of my Lord is so precious, I feel I must share with the throng the tenderness, love, and mercy with which he has blessed me so long. And I'll daily and truly endeavor each day to scatter abroad a part of the loving kindness that is given to me by my Lord. Here's a good way to describe God's love within our hearts, and thanks to Sister Lubray for sending in this quotation. A task without a vision makes a man a drudge. A vision without a task makes a man a dreamer. But a vision with a task makes a man a missionary. Friends, are you a missionary at heart? Is it your desire to see the truth spread through every land and nation? And if so, what are you doing to let others know of the peace and contentment which you have found in Christ your Lord? Are you keeping it all to yourself, or are you witnessing day by day for your Savior? The Apostle Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Then, if you're not ashamed of what the Lord has done for you, do the words of this song create within you a fervent desire to not only live for Christ, but to witness for Him, even unto the regions beyond? Listen, many souls today are dying. Sin and sorrow is their lot. Darkness shrouds them with its mantle, all because we love them not. Brother, can you guiltless linger when to us the truth is given? Tearless see the heathen dying without God or hope of heaven? Love brought Jesus down from glory on the cruel cross to die. Can we say we love the heathen if we turn away their cry? Love undying, love eternal, love will send us o'er the wave, will impel us to our duty, helpless heathen souls to save. Jesus said, "Go teach all nations." They are lost if we delay. Can we face Him at the judgment if His word we disobey? Let us pray. Our Father, we're grateful for the privilege of speaking Thy word over this radio station. Bless the truth as it goes forth over the air. Convict the sinner. Sanctify the believer and comfort the saints and provide healing to the bodies of those who have faith in God. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. I would like to remind you that this message is brought your way weekly over this station by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. We appreciate those who support the truth with their prayers and contributions. We're depending upon you, the readers and listeners, to hold us up to the throne of God. If we may be of any help to you, be sure to let us know. Address your letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Here's a song, "He's Everything to Me." The singers are Bob Forbes, Randall Flynn, Dale Doolittle, and Melvin Doolittle.
When the sun of life grows dim, I will still belong to Him. He will still be all to me. Far beyond the realm of time, I'll be His and He'll be mine. Ever with the Lord shall I be. Now He is everything to me, and He will always be all I'll ever need. His love will satisfy till the day I die and through eternity. Until at last with Him I stand in the heavenly land, He will walk with me. He's living in my heart, never to depart. He's everything to me.
Friends, if you have enjoyed and appreciated the message, we would be happy to hear from you. Now, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy wishing each and every one of you the richest of heaven's blessings and saying a very cheerful goodbye.